Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Gough and today we are joined by a very special guest. She's a really good mate of mine. You have seen her on beernutsproductions.com, starring in A Day in the Life of as a Personal Trainer, playing the lead character of Jackie Cooper. She is an absolute superstar. It's Katie Sharp, everybody. How you doing, Katie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm absolutely fantastic. Now, you find yourself in the Netherlands. Why did you leave me, Katie?
I left you for my husband. He's Dutch. So we ended up coming over here because he had a business opportunity. So, and we're trying to make more money so we can come home to retire in Australia.
Ah, fair call. Now, look, there's so much to chat to you about because you're such an incredible woman. You really are. I want to go back right to the beginning because Katie was a volleyballer, a beach volleyballer, a very good beach volleyballer. Can you tell us why you chose beach volleyball as your chosen sport?
I actually had a coach at school that got me involved in it, and the passion just became quite instant, to be honest. I was definitely the shortest in the team, that's for sure. I'm only 165 centimetres, so for volleyball that's tiny. But I've always been that person that's a high achiever, and I just want to prove to myself that even when I was that small that I could still be a really good player. And I was very lucky. I got to the national junior team when I was young, and then I got a scholarship with Queensland Academy of Sport, so it boomed even more. And then from there, I ended up playing for the next 10 years on the national circuit. And yeah, I really loved it, Gough, like to the nth degree. It was my life for a good 10 years.
What is it about beach volleyball that you really loved?
The main bit is definitely the atmosphere, being on the beach with the water, the people. It's nearly like theatre. You know how it's live. Everyone can see your flaws. Everyone can see what you're good at. You're so exposed, and I love that pressure. I've always loved that pressure. So it's always live. That's one thing I loved about sport. The second thing is I was really lucky to have good hand-eye coordination skills, so volleyball was perfect for me.
Now, you are really keen. When it comes to fitness and health and fitness, that is, I reckon, your number one passion in life. What is it about fitness that you really love?
Well, I am a coach, so that's one thing I really love. I love getting people their goals. And I love seeing them from day one when they come to me and let's say they want to pull up, a strict pull up, and they can't even pull on the bar. And then in 1 year, they're lifting themselves over the bar two or three times. That for me is just absolutely inspiring to see people start from nothing literally to being able to pull themselves over the bar in a year. And these people have never been to the gym. They've never had any prior sporting abilities. They're literally raw. And I, like I said, for a coach, that's the most inspiring. And for an athlete, the thing I love about fitness is I just find I have a passion for it because anything I do with fitness makes me feel really good. It's a freedom. And I'm sure you feel the same because you're into your fitness too. When you work out, you have this like sense of freedom, and to be able to move your body the way you want, that for me is amazing. That is a freedom.
That's a really good point. Something I've never really thought of before is being a type of freedom. Because, I mean, I suppose if you are fit and healthy, it means you can do all kinds of things that you can't do if you're not, I suppose.
Exactly. And a whole variety as well, not just one thing. Usually when people are fit and healthy, they can do many things quite well. So, yeah, I find that absolute freedom.
Now, who were some of your sporting heroes growing up? Because like I say, you've always been big into your health and fitness and playing beach volleyball and all that sort of stuff. When you were growing up, whose poster did you have pinned on your wall?
This is so funny. It actually changed as I kept growing, obviously. My very first one ever, because I was into athletics as a kid, was Kathy Freeman. Oh, I used to love that woman running. I used to love watching her. She was an absolute legend. So growing up in my young years, I loved Kathy. But as I moved to volleyball, then I got to meet my heroes, which were Kerry Potas and Natalie Cook. And those girls went to the Olympics in 2001 on our home ground in Sydney. So that was amazing. And yeah, I got to play against them, obviously, on the national tour, and I ended up fifth against them. So I was really happy with that. But those are my two biggest ones growing up. The next one I definitely was going to say, because I'm an 80s kid, was Grant Hackett for swimming.
Yep.
I was really a big swimming fan for him. Watched him every Olympics. And then Ian Thorpe coming through as well with the swimming. There's just, for me, there was never one. I really loved, I'm going to say this in the nicest way, I love the freaks. I love the athletic freaks of nature. Like, they, I really was attracted to them. So, and I always thought to myself, I want to be like you.
So then you finish up beach volleyball and you transition into acting. Why choose acting? It seems like a big leap from sport to acting. Tell us about that.
It is. And most people, when I say to them, oh, I actually on the side am an actress, people go, what? But you, no, you don't even look like you're an actress. You're too sporty. And I said, well, at school, I used to be so into theatre, goth, like, oh, ridiculous. I loved it. Drama, everything. And I was very lucky. I got A's for all my studies and that with drama. And the passion just kept growing after. But because I got the scholarship, the passion changed. But then after the 10 years, I decided, no, it's time. I want to go back. I want to start my studies again with acting. I really want to push and see where that avenue could take me. And again, you probably can relate to this being director. As an actor, the freedom to be able to be any character and play it and then leave it there and never have to come back is also amazing. I get to be anything I want when I'm an actor. You can be something like a lawyer to the opposite, a stripper. You can be anything just for a day, and then you get to leave it. And I find that so, like, I find that so extraordinary. And again, just a freedom to be able to have that position and that character for a day and then to leave and come back to Katie. Like, yeah, oh, it's amazing feeling once again.
I love your passion, Katie. Oh. It's really infectious. That's why I love talking to you. Everything you do it with 1,000%. Is that a conscious effort? Is that something you work on, or is that just who Katie is?
I think a bit of both. It's definitely always work to be that high in everything you do. I think my husband and I, we don't struggle with that, but obviously I can get quite exhausting, goth, when you always want to be a high achiever in everything. And I mean, goth, even from the littlest thing, cleaning dishes. If I do housework, I want to do it well. So that I really apply myself to everything I do, which is great for employers because obviously they want to employ me, and it's great for anything I have in life goals, because I do end up achieving quite high. But the passion definitely lies inside of loving life. Not going to lie. Everyone asks me that question. Why are you so happy? And my answer to everyone's the same every time, because I love life. And if I was to die tomorrow, I can put my hand on my heart and honestly say that I lived the truest of Katie.
You're a bloody superstar, Katie, an absolute superstar. Now, you have obviously worked for Beernuts Productions, as I said at the beginning of the film. We cast you in A Day in the Life of a Personal Trainer. What was that experience like for you working on a Beernuts Productions film?
Really good. And I really loved, the best thing about working with you is I love how you're just no mess, no fuss. Just get on with it, do the job. And that's very military golf, which I also love. As you know, I was in reservist for 8 years. And the best thing I loved about that day was how efficient it ran, how quick it was, and how professional you guys were for me to just be saying things like, we'd go through a shoot and you'd go, Katie, again, and I'd go again, Katie, again, Katie, again, and I'd just be able to do it. And I felt so comfortable doing it with you. And I've not had that before with a lot of directors. I've never had, I guess, a relationship that I didn't feel you're judging me. You were really there for me, like you wanted the best for me, which in people is quite rare as a trait in general, I find. So that naturally let me open up and be a really good actor that day. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Gough. That was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Oh, you absolutely tore it up. I do encourage people, obviously, to watch a day in the life of a personal trainer, because Katie is amazing in it, and we got a great cast around her as well. So it's a really fun, obviously, it's a Beer Nuts Productions film, so it's highly inappropriate, but it's a lot it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So obviously, if you haven't checked that film out, make sure you do so. And Katie also does a small cameo. She doesn't sort of know that she does a cameo, but I asked her if in How to Land That Dream Job, I needed somebody's photo to be my wife, because I had to have a photo on my desk of someone to be my wife. So I said to Katie, can I use your headshot as my wife? So in that film, Katie plays my wife, even though she was in Amsterdam at the time. I used her headshot. I used her headshot, and she became my on-screen wife for a movie. So, you know, We're connected.
Well, you know what they say about women. We can do two things at once. I'm in Amsterdam and Australia.
That's very true. Very true. Now, you also have on Instagram, you've got Coach Katie as an Instagram channel, and it's a really cool channel. I really do enjoy following you on Instagram. Now, what would you say, just generally speaking, to someone who's listening to this podcast? They're sitting on the couch. They're not feeling, you know, the vibes, the good vibes. They're sitting down, they're eating a packet of chips, watching TV, listening to the podcast. How are we going to get them off their ass, outside, and doing some activity?
The first thing I say is put the chips down. That's the only way you're going to get off the couch, is to stop eating. But in all seriousness, look, I work with a lot of clients who don't have a passion for sport, and I totally understand when it's hard to do something you don't want to do. I really do. I understand that. But I think the biggest goal people need to really, truly look at themselves is, how long do I want to live in this world? If you want to be healthy and you want to live to the like longest you can naturally, then you want to be in your 80s, as we all know, is around the average age before we die. We don't want to be in our 60s because we're obese. So I would say that's one thing you got to look at. And the second thing is, if you want to get up and do something, definitely look at channels like mine on Instagram. I am always posting progressions of workouts and body weight for lockdown, which you would have seen definitely, Gough, because I know a lot of people in Europe are still in heavy lockdown, as in really isolated, very sad. So I'm trying to post as much as I can videos of things in the house that they can do without equipment, and same with the kids. So in my videos, I also show my son doing burpees, wall walks, shoulder taps, things you can all do to build your strength up and your fitness in the backyards or in your house. You don't have to even have a backyard. It can be literally in the house. So that is my encouragement to them, is get online, look at people and what they're doing, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just physically watch and train, and you are going to get fitter over time. And consistency is always key. You know that too. There's no way you're going to get a six pack in 2 to 3 weeks. For some people, that's a 2 to 3 year goal, and that is realistic. So I think people definitely just got to understand consistency is key. And when you do finally have a program, trust the process. Go through it all, and then at the end decide, did I get my goals or didn't I, and how I reshape this so that I get what I want.
That's awesome advice. And I think another thing that you touched on there is, I mean, you include your son in your workout videos. I guess it's a great way maybe to connect with other members of your family, whether they be children or parents. I mean, it's a great thing that you can do together. You know, I mean, if you're stuck in isolation in your home, you know, why can't you guys do some kind of training together? And like you say, there's lots of body weight sort of exercises you can do. It's a great way maybe to get a bit closer to family members, perhaps.
Definitely. And for my son, Ryan, their kids are like sponges, Gough. They literally look at you and go, ooh, what is that? I want some of it. So if you're in your household working out, kids will join in. They absolutely will. They think it's a game, and I make it a game, and I make it fun for Ryan. So he really enjoys it and doesn't feel it's a chore. And it was so cute the other day. I remember we were working out, and I said to Ryan, what are you doing? He goes, having a workout, Mum. And I said, but what movement? He goes, burpees. And I went, why? And he literally said, because, Mum, Daddy's doing it. And when I looked to the right, Tom was actually there working out. And I thought, wow, he's just looked at his father. He started his own movements, whatever he could do, because Tom wasn't doing burpees. And he's just enjoying the fact that he's working out with his daddy.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's super cool.
It's beautiful. Honestly, it's really heartfelt moments like that when you see your kids just doing it because they want to.
Very cool indeed, Kay. Now, before we wrap things up, where can people find you? Can you give us your exact Instagram? So when people want to look up Coach Katie, how are they going to find Katie Sharp?
Yeah, so it's Katie Holthausen because I got married. Holthausen. #1.
There's more than one of you? There's more than one Katie Holthausen?
Yeah, well, I thought that. Joel's like, oi. I thought I was the only Holthausen. But obviously not, Gop. So Katie Holthausen 1 at Instagram. But yeah, I'm so excited, Gosh. Seriously, I know in these scary times for people with lockdown, I definitely know people get quite depressed. So if I can make them inspired in any way by looking at my progress for them on my Instagram, hey, that's one tick for me as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it is a really fun channel. So absolutely check Katie out on Instagram and give her a follow and send her a message, because I know Katie's really good with that kind of stuff. She'd love to hear from you as well. So make sure you make sure you stay in touch. And of course, if you want to see her acting ability, you can, of course, go to beernutsproductions.com and check her out on A Day in the Life of a Personal Trainer, because she absolutely tore it up in that film as well. She's a multi-talented young lady. So yeah, that's very, very, very grateful for you giving me your time today, Katie.
You're welcome. And again, I'm grateful you give me opportunities, Goss. So thank you very much.
Ah, absolutely. You're a bloody star performer. So ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the podcast episode for today. Make sure you like and subscribe. Leave a nice comment in the review section of whatever podcast app you're listening to. And of course, beernutsproductions.com for all your entertainment needs. Thank you for listening to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. And we will catch you next time.
Bye, guys. And what they say in Netherlands is doei.